So firstly, Hassam, how did this all come about?
I'm really passionate about football. I used to play football since I was 7 or 6 years old. I joined football club. I was playing here in Dubai. I played for Al Ahli club. It was a really good club here. And then, like, my passion about football is an endless passion. That's why I tried to link it with running when I had to quit football, because I had to focus on my career. So I shifted from football into architecture. So now I'm focusing more on my career, but at the same time I'm running, and I have to mix it up with the football. So everything with me means that I'm doing it with the football. I go to the beach with the football, I go to running with the football, I do everything with football because I just love football. I'm really sad I couldn't make it with football, but football is my best friend for now, so yeah.
So how have you gone about training for the Standard Chartered Dubai Marathon then, to try to break the world record?
Well, it hasn't started, like, it started since 14th of May, 14th of May 2017. I aimed to break the world record for the first half marathon, which I did. I did it in 1 hour, 39 minutes last November. But then I kicked it on to the full marathon, so which means double up the time. Well, the first was 1:39 minutes. This one is 3 hours, 29 minutes. So double the time, double the speed. Everything has to go in point, pacing, everything. So this is how it all started. It started almost 6 months ago. But yeah, it's an endless story. I have to keep dribbling the football just to get used to controlling the football, because it's not easy. Trust me, when you run with the football, it slows you down. The first time I ran with the football, it slowed me down for at least 1 minute per kilometer. Not per the whole period, no, just 1 minute per kilometer. So I used to run like 4 minutes, 4:30 pace. Well, the first time was 5:30. So you could imagine the amount of work that I've done so that I can keep 4:30 pace for the full half marathon. Now I'll try to do it for the full marathon, hopefully.
Have you managed to have a look at the course to see what's ahead of you on Friday?
Oh yeah, I was planning. I did like, I saw it before a month, and then I figured out that they changed it. So it was a one loop, and then now they added another loop, which is, to me, I think it's an advantage. So I will have some of my friends on the loop that I will see twice to like give me some energy so that I can break the world record, hopefully. So yeah, I took the loop. But the only thing that I'm worried about is the start time, which is going to be at 7 a.m. Like by 9 or 10, it's going to be pretty hot. So that's another issue that we have to deal with. Yeah, so yeah.
But are you feeling confident going into this?
I guess I have to lie. I guess so. Yeah, I've done the first one and I didn't know that I can do it. I was injured during the first one and I'm still injured doing this. Like the first half marathon I did it, I was injured in my hamstring. This time I have a knee injury, but I took like some time off. I'm doing physio, so I hope by the race day I can do it. Yeah, so I guess I'm confident enough to do it.